I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set and Surround Sound from WBGO in Newark, New Jersey, and NPR Music. June 9th, 2013 is the 70th birthday of Kenny Barron, pianist, composer, and National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master. If you're wondering whether he's keeping a low profile about his birthday, well, you needn't. Kenny Barron is celebrating his birthday in style. Kenny's booked a week-long residency with a live webcast at the Village Vanguard in New York. Here on Jazz Set, we're celebrating this treasured artist with a special show. A little later, we'll hear Kenny play solo piano at the Caramore Jazz Festival. And first, Barron teams up with the Grammy-winning bassist Dave Holland for a remarkable series of duets at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Please join me with a warm Jazz Set welcome for Kenny Barron and Dave Holland.
Thank you. It's a real thrill to be back in Washington. I often think how much I would like to move down here. You know? No, I really like Washington. But then I reconsider. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce this gentleman on the bass. We met at a record date of mine. And we had no rehearsals or anything. And we just played. I think that record won a prize in Paris or something like that. And he's been one of my favorite bassists ever since, Dave Holland. Dave Holland. Anyway, we're going to start with an original composition by Mr. Holland, and this is entitled The Oracle, The Oracle. Thank you.
Kenny Barron and Dave Holland, piano and bass, opened with Holland's composition, The Oracle, at the Kennedy Center Family Theater on Jazz Set.
This is a composition by Miles Davis called Solar. Thank you.
That's Solar by Miles Davis. Kenny Barron on piano, Dave Holland bass. Miles brought Dave from his native England to the United States in 1968. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, celebrating Kenny Barron's 70th birthday in surround sound on Jazz Set and jazzset.npr.org. Kenny Barron was born in North Philadelphia, as he's careful to point out, on June 9, 1943. Coming up, he played with his brother, the tenor saxophonist Bill Barron, and in local groups. At age 19, he got his big break and joined trumpet legend Dizzy Gillespie's band. His career took off, and soon he recorded with a host of giants, including Freddie Hubbard, Joe Henderson, and Stan Getz. People Time was Getz's last album, a duo with Kenny Barron. Kenny's released more than 40 albums as a leader. Kenny's also been a tireless jazz educator, teaching for 28 years at Rutgers University, followed by Manhattan School of Music and the Juilliard School. In 2010, Kenny was named an NEA Jazz Master. Kenny first hooked up with bassist Dave Holland at a recording session for Kenny's 1985 Inja album, Scratch. They sensed they had a special rapport, but it's taken time for these two busy band leaders to fully explore playing as a duo. Needless to say, we are very glad they did. Kenny Barron speaks.
I moved to New York from Philadelphia in 1961, and I settled in Brooklyn, in Bed-Stuy, or sometimes it was called Crown Heights. But what I didn't know at the time was that there was a very, very large Caribbean population there. And one of my very first gigs was at a West Indian bar on Bedford Avenue in Sterling Place. And I grew to really love that music because I heard it all the time. There were several well-known record shops on Nostrand Avenue. One was called Burdell's, and they were very, very, very famous. So again, I really grew to love the music. And this next composition, oddly enough, is entitled Calypso. Thank you.
It's a little clue right there. We're going to play a Thelonious Monk tune called In Walk Bud. Thank you.
by Thelonious Monk, with Kenny Barron on piano and Dave Holland on bass, in surround sound at the Kennedy Center Family Theater on Jazz Set. Kenny's going to play some solo piano for us. Stay with me.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater receives support from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Performance schedule on the web at kennedy-center.org/jazz. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
We're celebrating Kenny Barron's 70th birthday, which is June the 9th, 2013. Kenny played a delightful set of solo piano at the 2012 Caramore Jazz Festival in Katona, New York. I was there performing with my band, and I'll never forget the image of all the other pianists at the festival gathered in the wings to watch Kenny weave his magic.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was a composition by the late Freddie Hubbard entitled Up Jump Spring. I'm going to do a composition by a gentleman I had the pleasure of meeting when he was 99 years old. And one of the things he said, I'm sure you've heard this before, if I had known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Anyway, his name was Ubi Blake. And this is a piece of his entitled Memories of You, Memories of You.
Solo at the 2012 Carrymore Jazz Festival in Katona, New York, was produced by Jim Luce with Carrymore Managing Director Paul Rosenblum. Jason Moran is the Artistic Director for Jazz at the Kennedy Center. Thanks to Kevin Struthers, Director of Jazz, Coordinator Gene Thill, and Recording Engineer Greg Hartman. Jazz Set is scriptwriter and producer Mark Schramm in Washington, D.C., audio engineer Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas, surround sound mixer and technical director Duke Marcos, senior producer Becca Pulliam at WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. And you can listen again online at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time with more great live music.